Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Margo Maruska?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to begin, first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes, I'll vote. I'll vote. Start
So is
voting, I'll
it
vote.
almost certain or
Yes.
probably? Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1953.
53. Thank you. And what is your race?
What is my what?
Race?
Oh, Hispanic.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, Republican.
Republican, thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
No, Republican.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold and unfavorable feeling. 100 means very warm and favorable feeling, and 50 means neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just let me know. The first one is Greg Abbott.
No, I'm very much in favor of him. I would say 100.
100, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
I would say 100 too.
Adam Hinojosa?
I'm not familiar with him.
Is it no opinion on him or you have never heard of him?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Okay, thank you. What about Morgan Lamantia?
I don't really know much about them.
So you have no opinion or
No
have never heard?
opinion.
Okay,
No
thank you.
opinion.
What about Ted Cruz?
Ted Cruz, I'm not really that sure about him, so.
In a scale from 0 to 100?
I guess I would put a 50.
A 50, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
No, I wouldn't. I didn't vote for him, so that would be a 0 for him.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve.
And is that a strongly approve or
Yes,
somewhat?
strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly approve.
And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I'm not really familiar with him, like I said. I don't
Okay.
really, haven't really, investigated him or done anything for him.
For what you've heard?
No, I haven't really heard much about
Okay,
him.
that's fine then. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colin Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, from whom would you vote?
I would vote Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom would you vote?
For the Republican.
And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez, Jr., and Republican Myra Flores, for whom would you vote?
Probably Myra Flores.
Thank you. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Morgan Lamantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
I would vote Republican.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one is securing the border.
That's a high priority.
What about supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
I don't know exactly what that would involve. So I don't know what that would involve, so I couldn't really tell you there.
Okay, that's fine. What about ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
No, that's high. That's high priority.
High priority, thank you. What about supporting South Texas jobs and wages?
Yes, high priority.
And supporting public schools?
High priority.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Would you be...
No. No.
Would you be more or less likely to vote for them?
No, less likely.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
No, that would be like very strong. Less likely.
Much less likely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
I guess I would not agree with that.
And would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate?
Probably less likely.
Less likely. And somewhat less likely or much less likely?
I guess much less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
I would not vote for them. No, I would be, strictly against that.
So it would be much less likely?
It would be much.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
I would be much in favor of someone like that.
So that would be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Yes, much, much.
Much. And the last one for this session is a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Who voted against the ban?
Who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Which means that they would agree with abortion. That's what you're saying, right?
That they would be against it. Who voted?
That would be against abortion. Oh, yeah. I'm against abortion.
Oh, but the item says a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Okay, then I would not agree with that because they're agreeing to abortion. That's what you're saying.
Yes. So that would be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
No, much, much.
Much less likely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just before we continue, I want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but the next ones are just for statistical purposes only. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
I would call myself a strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are very conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
An associate degree in college.
Okay, thank you. Then would be, so graduate?
Yes.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yes, Margo. Margo.
Thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
That's fine.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude our survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.